Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Jackie's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop, who probably will only use the cooling portion of his thermostat for like 10 more days, and then he'll transition to no air conditioning.
76 degrees on the main floor and 75 upstairs currently.
It's 71 degrees on my main floor. It's perfect, just the way I like
it. I'm telling you, if you came over here and just sat in my kitchen, you would be comfortable. In fact, at some points, you might even say you're cold. Maybe my AC just cranks out, you know, better air than yours, but it's not warm in my house.
Now, Valdez, you lived in the Bishop household for a little while. I forget the circumstances. The girl started calling you cocktail. You lived, though, in the basement, right?
Yeah.
That's usually the cold, you know, the basement's usually the coldest
part of the house. I was very comfortable in the Bishop household. Right. So maybe he's on to something.
I can't remember what months you were here.
I was there in the spring.
Okay,
because we just moved into our new place in the summer. So I was there in the spring.
That's right. Gotcha. Were you doing construction or you?
No. I moved in with a bunch of friends, and then there was like a 2 month gap between my lease and then the new lease. And so instead of moving back to Pasadena, Jason graciously hosted me for 2 months.
Look at that. And then Jason had another guy move in and just whore him.
The other guy moved in, and I didn't charge him rent, so he didn't hoard me while he was here. He hoarded me when he asked me for $3,000 a few years later and didn't pay me back.
Yeah. And didn't you run into him not too long ago?
No, I haven't seen him in 2 years.
Oh, you haven't seen him. Okay.
Yeah. What? He asked me for the money in August of 20 – I want to say it was August of 2017.
What are the chances?
That was like a buddy who was like going through a divorce.
He was one of my best friends.
He was going through a divorce, maybe?
No, he wasn't married. He was. People don't care.
Long story.
No, I care. I care about such things. Let's fast forward to the year 2025. Will you have been made whole by then?
No, you're going to lose that bet. In fact, you already have lost it because I think you said I was going to get paid in a year and you lost that bet.
I placed a wager on that?
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah.
But have you heard of the guy? Like, are you aware where he's living? Nothing.
I think I know where he lives, but I'm not sure if that's – I mean, that was a few months ago, if not a year ago. He could have moved. I don't know.
Is this person on solid financial ground at this point?
No idea.
You just don't know?
No, it's a lost wager. It's money that's gone. I lost
it. It's a sunken cost.
It's never coming back.
Cakes, how bitter would you be if you had $3,000 right now in cash –
yeah.
And it just burned before your eyes.
Well, I would be visibly distraught, just like you would be, just like any of us would be, if 3K just went up in smoke.
Well, believe me, I was bitter. I mean, I told the guys, just pay me $100 a month.
I don't even care. Get on a payment plan.
I don't even care. Yeah, it doesn't. He goes, no, man, I got to pay you the whole thing. I said, okay. Curtains.
Nothing. Nada.
Right.
Hey, well, you're a good man for giving him the money when he was in a tough spot in his life.
Well, he obviously was. But I think I know why, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
Gotcha.
I think the reason he gave me is a fib.
Well, I'm hoping you get paid back at some point.
No.
Because that stinks if you lend somebody money and then you just never get paid back.
I think Cakes loaned. You loaned AWOD money and eventually he paid you back, although it took a little time.
He paid me back relatively quickly. Well, somebody as poor and broke as he is, I was shocked by that.
He got guilted into it, remember?
Yeah, we shamed him.
He started making extra money. He was probably going to pay you partial.
Hey, however it happened.
Like, dude, you have the money.
It still happened.
Right.
I don't care if he was shamed into it. I was paid back. So I'll take it.
When you lend money to friends, it usually comes back to bite you in the butt.
It's usually a disaster.
Correct.
You usually don't get paid back.
Well, usually when people are in a position where they're begging friends for money, they're not exactly financial superstars. So they're going to be on the struggle bus for most of their life.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in that situation where I had to ask for money from family members.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When I was a Donkey Kong back in college days, when I would bet too much money and lose it and owe bookies.
Yeah.
And I would have to ask my rich uncles for money, and I never paid him back. So I know the situation he was in. It's not fun, but no. you're just desperate. But no one cares, though, Richies. No one cares about this story.
All right, Cakes, I think we're going to get back to your entertainment page.
By the way, I just want to tell you, I'm a little melancholy. No, I'm a lot melancholy today.
Oh, this might be bumping the app.
No, we could talk about it at 9:20.
Oh, that's a good tease.
I'm in a funk.
You're in a funk?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll try to lift you out of the funk with some...
Especially this weekend.
Some entertaining stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to lead off with Cardi B. At least that was your tease.
No, I'm not going to lead off with Cardi B. I've pivoted. I'm going to lead off with show friend Chris Saliza direct messaging me.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he was applauding Valdez for playing some Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life, which is a smash. And then he also ended with, also, billboards are way old and archaic. So Chris Saliza, smart person.
God, you won't let it go.
He's on Team Cakes. Just to let everybody know that there are a few people on Team Cakes when it comes to the billboards. All right, I will move on.
And I believe, to give him a little credit, I believe he did have Kamala Harris as his number one most likely VP candidate for Joe Biden. So
I wouldn't know that about Chris Saliza. I love Chris Saliza.
I'm sure you followed his rankings.
He has rankings?
Well, he had rankings, but the selection's been
made. Of VP candidates?
Sure.
No, I love Chris Saliza, but I don't follow his VP power rankings.
Right.
I just don't. Well, why would I do that?
Neither do I.
I mean, I love Chris Saliza. He's very good at what he does, but I really don't care about VPs and their power rankings and where, you know. Where
I care
going.
This much. See this?
Yeah. Look, I know who I'm voting.
Trying,
I know who I'm voting for in a few
was
months.
Trying
I
don't, to give him a little credit, Cakes, because he nailed it.
Sure, of course he's. But that's because he's smart and he's good at what he does. He's good at his job.
Sorry, Chris, but whoopee doo, you nailed it.
All right, moving on with the EP.
Right.
I bet you guys did not think that I potentially could have something in common with the rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
And Jason's a huge fan. He loves his whole catalog.
I would have thought Tekashi 6ix9ine was like a pitcher
golfer,
Royals.
A golfer and what he shot.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's not. No, he's a rapper. He's got tattoos all over his face.
Is he the one that was like supposed to be like snitching or something?
Yeah.
I believe so. I don't know his whole backstory. But the one thing that I could potentially have in common with him is what happened to him a few days ago, when he got up in the middle of the night and he went down to make himself a midnight snack. Actually, it was at 3 a.m. in the morning. And he tripped over his dog and he fell and he broke his wrist.
Uh-huh.
Now, I say that I could have that in common with him because I also have not one, two small dogs, one of which is always just kind of creeping underfoot. And
right.
I think it's his mission in life to make me fall down and either snap my neck or snap my arm or snap my ankle like a twig. So I can kind of side with Tekashi 6ix9ine. I see what he's going through. I feel his pain because I know at some point I'm going to hobble over to my computer on crutches, or I'm going to have my arm in a sling. And my explanation for it is Simba got underneath me and tripped me, and I fell and I broke my stupid arm. And you guys will just point and laugh at me for that happening, for my misfortune. I know it's coming. I know it's coming at some point. Mm-hmm. And this story made me think that, oh, well, this is my fate. I'm not going to have tattoos all over my face, but I'm going to have
you're going to fall down the stairs.
I'm gonna have a broken wrist or a broken leg like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
No chance you know his real name.
No.
How would I know his real name?
can I guess? Darnell Williams.
No. He's the brother of a deceased famous tight end.
Deceased famous tight end.
Ooh.
Ooh,
who they did a Netflix special about.
Oh, Hernandez. He's a Hernandez. Then.
He's a Hernandez.
I'm going to go with Juan Hernandez.
Daniel Hernandez.
All right. I thought he was a brother. Sorry. He's Hispanic.
Jason.
Tekashi. That's a hearty name.
He's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That's hearty.
Just in case you're wondering. My daughter said I should have more street cred by just calling him 6ix9ine instead of Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Drabby.
I decided to go with the whole name.
Drabby?
Yeah.
Pay attention to me.
I'm paying attention.
Tekashi 6ix9ine is poo.
I wouldn't even know.
Right.
Can you cue up one of his radio-friendly semi-hits?
He probably doesn't have one.
Looks like he had a hit called Gooba.
I don't know anything in his catalog. How would I know? How would I know any of his hits?
EPMD, huge greater than sign. Huge. As big as my house.
I don't think he has.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, I don't think he has radio songs.
Oh, he doesn't. Right. Okay, that's fine. Jason, good news for you. When theaters reopen, AMC is celebrating its 100th year by reopening theaters across the nation after closing down due to the coronavirus pandemic. They're going back to 1920 prices, Ricky. 15 cents per ticket.
Wow.
For some old school flicks.
Like, oh, old school, not like, the newbies.
Well, like you can go back and see, you can see Inception and fall asleep again when you watch that movie because it's terrible and boring. The Empire Strikes Back. Black Panther going to be showing on opening day.
Why would I want to spend 15 cents, even though it's only 15 cents, on Raiders of the Lost Ark? I don't need to.
Well, because that's, first of all, because that's a great movie. Secondly, because you can't get anything for 15 cents these days. And three, you'd be entertained by a great movie that you haven't seen in the theaters in, I don't know, 30 plus years.
Yeah, but it's still not even worth the time and the gas to go drive to the theater.
I can't imagine going to a movie theater right now.
I told my buddy, I probably will never go again.
Oh, come on. I'm calling shenanigans. You're never going to go see a movie again.
Probably not. I don't know when they're going to be open in my area.
I think when things normalize, we have no idea when things
they're going to normalize.
The
world's going to be normal from now on.
It might be a year from now.
Hey, Ricky, August 20th, reopening. AMC, phased reopening starting August 20th.
All AMCs.
Plans to have 600 theaters, two-thirds of its operations, open by September 3rd. Allegedly when Tenet is coming out.
You go in there with the mask.
Yeah, let me know when you get a new silly movie in there.
What's the deal with Quiet Place 2? Is that going to be in theaters or is that going to be on TV?
Kevin, that's not in the story.
Maybe that's
Kevin said they were pushing it to next year.
Okay. That might be one. That might be the first one I see.
Are they filming movies right now?
That's a great question.
I read that they're starting to.
Because
some of the production studios are doing it.
Once this whole thing ends and then we just have like blockbuster after blockbuster dropped on us that they've been like filming, but we couldn't release this whole time.
Hopefully that happens at some point. I don't know when, but all I know is if you go to AMC and when they reopen, it's going to cost you 15 cents.
Did anyone
see? I care more about AMC, the TV channel, and when they're going to release the finale to Walking Dead. Jason and I still watch Walking Dead, and they did almost the entire season, and I think
there's two episodes
left.
It's
two episodes left. I knew it was either one or two episodes left, and just they ran out of season.
Right.
They didn't film enough.
They didn't film enough.
So it's just a huge cliffhanger.
Something that was filmed was the video for WAP slash WAP that the two Matts can't stop watching. And apparently,
and
Cardi
can't
B and
stop
company,
talking about it.
I can't stop talking about it. She had to spend $100K for coronavirus tests for her and everybody on set to make sure that everything went by the safety and health protocols. So she had to dip into her pocket for $100K to make that video happen. Something tells me it's going to pay off for her.
I call shenanigans on that. $100,000. It's easy for her to say she spent $100,000 on COVID tests.
Okay, JP, I have not done an investigative report on it. Right. I'm just reading the headline.
I understand what you're doing. I'm just telling you my opinion is that is an inflated number.
Maybe it is.
That's about half what Ohio State paid for their entire football team.
that is true. That's a good point.
So unless she's got 100 people. She's got a test for. I don't know. I might call BS on that, too.
And the
anything that comes out of her mouth, I think, is BS.
Final story on the two-segment ep today. This will upset Jason greatly. Judas Priest has had to postpone their tour. They will not be at MGM National Harbor next month as scheduled. I was supposed to see them in a suite next month at MGM National Harbor, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, they will be showing up at MGM National Harbor in October of 2021, where I will be listening to them crank out this hit.
This is so
live and
this is so disgusting. This is a yucky song.
What is their close, Cakes?
What would they close with?
What do they bring down the house with? Like their encore.
This could be one of them.
Is this breaking the law?
Certainly is.
That's so hurt.
It's so good. It's such a staple.
How many times have you seen Judas Priest in concert?
Two or three times. Looking forward to seeing them as old codgers, too. Here it is. Yeah.
So good.
So good.
I'll bet my life.
What?
That Valdez did not send you that story.
What story?
Judas Priest getting postponed at MGM.
He did not. That is a cake
stipend.
That's
one from your own file.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Because last time I checked, it's Cakes' entertainment page.
And who's
not Valdez's.
Who's the lead
EB's.
Singer of Judas Priest?
Rob Halford. He's one of the great metal singers of all time.
Is he still alive?
100%, yes. And his voice still just kills. Kills it. Even at an advanced age.
Yeah, we're always going to disagree on this one.
I will not have you disparage Rob Halford and his amazing voice. It will not happen on my watch.
Earlier in the show, we kicked it around amongst ourselves. Big game tonight for the Washington Capitals. Game two of their playoff series with the Islanders. They jumped out to the 2-0 lead on Wednesday, and then they crumbled down the stretch and ultimately fell 4-2, digging themselves into a one zippy hole. What do they need to do to turn things around and get the win tonight? We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Caps fans, tell us what they need to do to get the W tonight to even up the series. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 6-7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Before we dive into the Caps, I'd forgotten, but I'm going to give credit to this guy, He generally trolls us.
Okay.
Every which way. Juan in Rockville said he'd rather hear about melancholy Bish before the Caps. And our brains just, we forget quickly. What is the scoop with melancholy Jason William Bishop?
I don't know. It's just been, there's a lot going on in my life, a lot of decisions that have to be made. My mom died almost a year ago. Next Wednesday will be a year. My mother died on Cakes' birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'll be a year next Wednesday. You know, I'm going through this house thing. Our finances aren't the same because of COVID. Both my daughters, well, obviously one daughter is leaving for Virginia Tech next week. My other daughter will be a senior, and I feel bad for her because she has to stay at home and take classes, probably won't play softball her senior year. I feel bad for both my kids. Both my kids went to the beach this weekend. I'm sad about that. I didn't want them to go. I want them to stay here. I don't like when my kids – I think they went to Rehoboth. I don't like when my kids live or go to the beach for the weekend and leave me. Don't like it.
You want them to be dependent, not independent.
I want them to be here, yes.
Right.
There's just a lot of things going on in my life right now that are just making me very depressed.
Hmm. Anybody you might need to talk to about that besides us and the audience?
I don't know. Maybe this helps.
I'm being serious. I mean,
maybe this helps talking about it.
It's cathartic to get it out there, to let your feelings be known.
There are different stages of life, man. It's tough. You're going to be an empty nester in a year. If everything returns,
and that's a depressing thought for me.
And let's say Ava ends up picking a school that's not in Virginia. Let's say she goes to Georgia or Auburn or something.
Well, we're
like
going
that.
To look at University of Tennessee in 2 weeks.
Right. If she goes to Tennessee,
that's 8 hours away.
And Madden's at Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden in September, it's just you and T in the house.
That's Maybe I'll move somewhere in between Blacksburg and Knoxville. Someone give me a town in between Blacksburg and Knoxville so I can be closer.
I know what it would be. Cheaper.
That is true.
If you live between Bristol, like Tennessee, and Blacksburg, it's going to be a lot cheaper.
Right.
You're going to get a palace.
Yeah.
If you spend the same amount of money.
Yeah, I just think that I'm just more sad as a person because of COVID. I think I'm just going to blame it on COVID.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I think I've lost my mind in certain aspects of my life.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. Now,
my mental health, I'll be honest with you, and this is no joke. I'm not doing it. My mental health is not where it should be right now.
Well, it's not just you. I mean, didn't the CDC just come out with a report that I think 1 in 4 people between 18 and 24 had considered suicide during the pandemic? Because they're cut off from society.
I didn't go that far.
I'm not saying you're suicidal. I'm just saying that it's having an impact on everybody.
Correct.
Not just people of our age, younger people, everybody.
Correct.
I know for my own personal life, I was thinking about this the other day, just far less social. We used to go out with other couples, go to restaurants, and just last weekend was really the first time I went inside a restaurant. Different people have done it earlier, and I know there are places you can go outside, but just the way that we feel comfortable with things, we haven't done big indoor gatherings. I know you're having a couple people over to your house. I don't do that because a lot of times on the weekends I go visit my mom. Well, my mom's in one of those high risk categories because she does dialysis. So I don't want to risk, even if they're friends that I know.
Yeah, you can't do
I don't
that.
Really want to risk them coming into the house, even with masks, because I could get something from somebody who's asymptomatic and then pass to my mom. And I haven't touched my mom during this whole time. A lot of times we eat outside and she's inside, but there are other times when we have gone inside the house. It has happened.
Right.
So I'm just a mess
right now. I'm just a mess.
Yeah. It's tough.
And it's not a bit. Time. It's not a bit, believe me.
No, I know.
I'm not exaggerating the way I feel.
No, you're not doing a bit.
It's the bad time right now. And then, just financially, our job situation, we don't have the security that we did a couple of years ago just because of everything that's happened with the company. So I think about that a lot.
And I'm sure you're sad that
I've had a lot of three putts lately.
Right.
I mean, that affects me.
Honestly, you're sad about college football. You're a huge
college football guy. Not going to happen,
and
right?
You're just so pessimistic on college football. We still haven't got through the cancellation from the SEC. Or the Big 12, or the ACC.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for those announcements.
Just waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yep.
Hey, well, you can fill in some of those voids by betting more prolifically, if that's a word, on baseball, NBA, and the NHL.
Believe me,
take your mind off a lot of the things you're talking about.
If anybody has advice.
Wagering, sports wagering, and cocktails usually take my mind off of it. Yes. Now, cocktails really shouldn't help because it's a depressant.
Yeah. Right.
But it just kind of makes me forget about things.
It's an escape.
It's an escape, and then I feel worse in the morning.
Yeah. If anybody has some advice, we were going to talk some caps, but 800-636-1067. Jason's going through some things. As he said, look, the anniversary of your mom passing is huge. For those that aren't as familiar, I mean, you grew up with just your mom.
Yep, correct.
So, and you didn't have any brothers and sisters living in the house with you. It was you and your mom. So that is a humongous loss in your life. And so coming up on the anniversary of that is huge.
That's next Wednesday, correct.
And then with your daughter going to school, now you only have one left in the house. You've got one who is going to be going to school in a year. I mean, it's a huge life transition for you.
Yep.
And, of course, you now lost three theater seats.
Well, not yet.
Yeah,
you're still here.
You're just shuffling off pieces of your house piecemeal to people that are coming up on your
Well, that's
your
the other thing. I mean, moving is a big deal. And it's inevitable that we move, probably sooner than later. So that's another thing that's on my mind, just kind of going through that process, trying to find a place to go. I don't know. There's just a lot of things going on.
You should definitely move to a golf course community.
We're looking everywhere.
You probably should do that.
We're looking at every neighborhood.
Seems like it would fit you perfectly.
Boys behind the glass, you're younger. You haven't gone through these stages in life, but you have advice for Jason, who's 50, going through some life transition.
No.
What sort of advice could they give him?
Yeah,
we're here to
do shtick and make cakes laugh.
Right. Sounds like he needs to talk to a professional.
Yeah.
And then I'm making everything sad. I get it. Well, I'm just being honest.
I appreciate your honesty.
I
think you should talk to someone, and you might need some medication.
I think you're probably right on both fronts.
It couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt to at least explore those possibilities.
I've talked to a therapist before in my life, and it did help.
Will a Caps win tonight help?
That's the best sort of therapy. Caps drawing even in the series is very good therapy.
Jason's hurting, and JP's trying to make jokes about it.
Hey, but if he has a large wager on the Caps and it comes through, it could help him.
I'm just looking at Drabby right now. I'm looking at Drabby and Valdez. Drabby's bitter that I brought it up, I think.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
Because it's a downer on the show. It's a downer.
Hey, it's content.
Hey, you know what? If Harold Varner and Henrik Norlander ball out this weekend, I'm a much happier person.
See? Well, Varner's leading, isn't he?
Well, he was tied for the lead.
It was tied for first after the first round.
There's a couple guys ahead of him now, but he doesn't see off until 1:30.
No, Jason, this is real content. I mean, it's people identify with this. It's better than JP bringing up a UFO story or something.
They're struggling just like you. It's relatable, Jason.
That is true. I know.
It's relatable content. Man, this music in the background is killing me.
And I try and fake it on the air, like I'm real happy all the time, but, you know, most of the time I'm not.
I don't know. When do you ever fake that?
I don't know. Just
I miss that show.
I try and goof on people.
I hate to see grumpy.
Mostly cakes.
I notice that because sometimes it's really funny on this show and you're hardly smiling. Like you're just sitting there stone faced.
Yeah, yeah. Other things going through my mind.
Just trying to grind through it.
Well, and then other things that make you laugh don't necessarily make me laugh.
No, because that Paul guy yesterday, that was butt funny, and you hardly cracked a smirk.
Well,
but that's partly. Yeah, I didn't think it was that funny.
I was trying to figure out if it was legit or if it was a bit.
Like, if you went through the history of pictures, and it just might be the way he is, even publicity photos of the junkies, Jason very rarely cracks a smile.
Yeah, well, fake smiles are the worst.
Hey, guess who's on the line, Jason? Mine, too. Your boy Toddy Waddy, apparently, calling in.
Oh, my cousin Toddy Waddy?
I think so.
Hey, is he going to help you through one?
Or is there another Todd that's
Hello?
Calling? Hey, is this Todd?
Hello?
Is it Todd Bishop Todd?
Hey, what's up, cuz? feeling bad.
Now, Todd lives in Oxford, Maryland.
Come on, Cakes. Let's go, Cakes. Let's get at it.
Let's do it.
And Todd's dad is Jack, Dr. Jack Bishop, which is my dad's brother.
Right.
He's your bank
for your loans, right?
His benefactor.
He has been in the past, yes. What's up, Toddy Waddy?
Hey, man, I was just listening to you. I'm a little upset, worried about you.
Well,
you need to get some help. Come on down here. I'll hook you up.
Well, yeah. The only thing I'm going to go down there for is cocktails on the water.
What does Toddy Waddy do?
And crabs.
Toddy Waddy, is he a waterman? What does he do? Don't you have like a waterman in your
No,
family?
He's a government contractor. I don't know. Okay. I don't even know what government contractors do. He just makes a bunch of cash.
I'm an accountant, essentially.
That's what they do. They bilk the government out of a lot of money. That's what they probably do.
Oh, come on, Cakes.
By the way,
it's a joke.
Hey, my cousin, so my second cousin is Todd's daughter, Brooke, right? How old is Brooke?
30.
Tell everybody how many kids my second cousin has at age 30.
How many grandkids do I have?
Hey, how many grandkids do you have from one daughter?
It's over, let's see, over, under, take a guess.
Four and a half.
I'm going to set the over, under at 5.5. What are you going to say?
Six.
Go ahead, pick it. Go ahead,
six.
What do you think?
Over.
Yeah, six. That's it, six.
Wow, that is prolific.
30 years old. He's got six grandkids.
It's a blessing. Yeah. The grandchildren are a blessing.
You think you're depressed.
My grandchildren are the best thing ever.
Grandchildren
cost money. In California, man. That's like hot spots. Terrible.
He's got to fly all the way to San Jose like a few times a year, and it costs money, and the grandkids cost money.
Year.
He's going poor.
You know what I did last night is the oldest granddaughter called me and said, hey, can we do Grubhub? So I get on Grubhub, and I order them food and send it over there. And
right.
It's like $1 million to feed everybody.
Right, because mom doesn't have any money.
Toddy Waddy, you know what? You've lifted Jason's spirit.
You have, yes.
I can tell.
Yeah, I figured.
I figured talking about my family sometimes. It's just funny.
And Jack, he's doing all right, too. Uncle right. Jack.
Well, tell Uncle Jack. Jack just turned 76, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I miss you guys. I got to see you. I'll be down there before you know it. I'll stop in on the way to the beach or something.
We need to play some golf at Talbot.
Yeah, and what's the beach? Hey, what's the beach bar I like down there in Oxford? What's the one I really like?
Doc's Sunset Grill.
Doc's Sunset Grill. So if you're ever in Oxford, you go to Doc's. Doc's.
They have a nice outside tiki bar and socially distanced, and you know, masks, and it's hard to eat your crabs with the mask on though.
Right. Valdez knows.
Valdez, you know that.
I know.
He's got his mask hanging off one ear, probably. You know. Can only hold one claw at a time.
Cocktails.
But
all right,
leaves
Todd,
the Old Bay under the fingernails for days.
Toddy, what are you doing
That's
tonight?
Right.
What are you doing tonight? You watching the Caps tonight?
Yeah, I probably just chill, stay at home. I haven't been doing much, the same as like JP.
Just kind of hanging out.
I got my mom, I got my dad. I don't want to.
Right. Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm worried about my family, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I know. Same way, bud. All right, so thanks
staying
for calling.
Home. All right, take it easy, guys. Hey, Valdez crabs, baby. Get those crabs.
Yeah. Hey, Toddy, my dad's trying to buy a trot line. Can you hook him up?
I can get you in touch with Will.
All right, man. See ya.
Why does Toddy Waddy make Cakes laugh so much?
He just makes me laugh.
Just because of the way he talks.
Because the way he talks, and I always just I picture him. We were hanging out. This has to be 20-plus years ago.
Like his bachelor party. Jason's bachelor party.
Is that what it was?
Probably. Like,
yes.
He's wearing his terrible New York Giants socks. I mean, I just have a mental picture of him from 20-plus years ago.
Why do I remember
that I'll never move on from?
There were a couple things that stood out at the bachelor party, but why do I remember being in, like, that van? Like, we all piled into a van to go back to the hotel after we'd hit the bars, and your boy RJ... Did he throw something to the front of the van?
His own body.
No, his own body.
Into the windshield.
Right. And he broke the windshield.
Cracked it from the inside.
Yes.
And then we got back to the hotel, and Jason, I think, tackled me in the hallway.
Right.
And then he threw something into the marsh behind the hotel.
Destructive night.
I mean, it was just...
I think I threw a picture off the wall in the hotel into the marsh behind the hotel.
I think he threw like an ashtray stand into the marsh behind the hotel.
And then I believe I relieved myself in my buddy Matt's sink.
It was a wild
that was,
night.
That was a good night.
For some reason, I remember him saying, "That's where I brush my teeth."
Right. That was the most fun I've ever had that one particular
See,
night.
There you go. We've lifted your spirits a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Melancholy Bishop. 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we got the Smoothie Player of the Week. Keep it here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for the Nats Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Soto comes in 6 for his last 14. Home run number 2 came in the first game of the series, the longest of his career. Here's a swing and a long drive deep down the right field line. And this one hooking towards the corner, and it is a fair ball. A three-run homer for Juan Soto, out of sight down the right field line. Bang, zoom goes Soto.
Juan Soto with
bang, zoom.
Four homers in four games.
Just killing the ball. Just
he passed Ken Griffey Jr. and Frank Robinson for fifth place on the most home run list before the age of 22.
It's crazy,
Tropical
isn't it?
Smoothie Cafe and the Nationals are partnered to create the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, which is a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries available this season at participating DMV locations.
Did you watch any of the game yesterday, JP, or Cakes?
I watched a little bit.
So a little bit. Austin Voth was getting squeezed by the home plate umpire. I don't know who that guy was. That
Voth.
Yeah, Voth. Rich Voth. But he was getting squeezed. The home plate umpire was just really inconsistent. So I felt bad for him. Voth was really pitching well. But anyway, after he walked the batter, I don't know who it was, Pete Alonso or someone like that, the Nats dugout was kind of chirping, right? And then the home plate umpire looked over and tossed somebody. And Davey was like, "Who is it?
Yeah.
Who was it? Is it me? Is it the pitching coach? It's nothing. It was Steven Strasburg up in the stands.
I loved it. And Strasburg gets up.
Strasburg was like 10 rows up.
He tips his cap.
Tips his cap and said, I'm out of here. Yeah. Good luck.
It was a good move.
Strasburg barely makes a peep, too.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
He had that mask on, so he was dropping some F-bombs towards the home plate umpire, and he got tossed.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Well, look, didn't help because they lose 8-2.
Don't want to panic. But as I said at the top of the show when we were talking about the Nationals, after losing yesterday, they dropped to 6-9, which is no big deal, 3 games under .500, except you're already at a quarter of the season. 25% of the season is gone. Trade deadline is coming up here in 2 weeks. It was another game where they struggled a little bit offensively.
I mean, can the Orioles keep
only
winning?
Two teams. There are only two teams in the National League if you eliminate the
Cardinals. I mean, the Orioles have won five in a row. They're probably going to win the six in a row because they have a 5-2 lead in the six with a couple guys on. But can they keep winning? I mean, come on. They're the Orioles.
Why do you hate on the Orioles so much?
What?
Why do you hate on the Orioles so much?
Because he keeps betting against them, probably.
Yeah, I bet against them yesterday. I wasn't even close.
You got to ride the wave, Jason. You got to turn that thing around.
It's a do theory thing. And they're always huge underdogs. If I just kept betting on them, I'd be making so much cash. But, come on. Five straight.
It's a team full of misfits and rejects.
I know.
They're triple A rejects.
And they're pounding the ball.
They got a
run differential of plus 12. I mean, they're really playing well.
Let's go out to Joe in Bristow. Joe, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch base on that Bandon Dunes caddy.
Yeah.
That guy was he was a local caddy.
Right.
And so we've been out there before, and they do that all the time. They jump into those bunkers when the sand gets blown out because they want to be able to tell me or whoever's playing, dude, the guy's paying a lot of money to play that thing. Hey, dude, this lie sucks, or there's enough sand in here. And I think that was just an instinctive reaction by him. And then he realized, oh, my God, what did I just do? And then he lied about it, but he was caught, obviously, on camera. I think that was the reason he did that. He saw the lie, and if he looked at the lie, it looked like it was sitting on a mud pack.
He forgot that there were USGA rules in play, and he couldn't violate those.
I don't know every single rule in the golf handbook, but I know that when you go into a bunker, you can't start messing around with the sand. It's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I haven't played golf in a year.
Not unless you have a rake in your hand.
Hey, speaking of golf, do you know Drab and I are playing golf with Chuck Lee today at Raspberry Falls?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huge golf matchup.
Raspberry Falls can get expensive.
Enjoy car path only.
Well, we're going to get 9 in before it pours, I think.
Is it supposed to rain later today?
I think like at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, it's supposed to rain. But we'll see. We'll speed through it.
I haven't been there in years. They have that like one really elevated tee.
Yes.
Which looks way down, and you can see.
They got some great views out there, yes.
Yeah.
Drab's ready to showcase his talent.
Oh, he is. Good for him.
Over under on lost balls in 9 holes.
Well, I brought 15 balls for 18, so we'll set it at 7.5.
That's what I was going to set it at, 7.5.
I'd go over. If I recall that course, a lot of woods.
Hey, Drabby,
there are a lot of trees out there.
When I see you next in person in 2021, I'll bring you some golf balls, okay? I'll bring them out of my garage.
Hey. Nice.
Also, speaking of golf, good luck to RP in the Hidden Creek Club Championship this weekend.
I can't wait
to embarrass him.
RP?
Yes.
He's a stick, boy.
I know. I played with him Wednesday. He shot like 4 under.
Yeah, he's a stick.
I get sized.
I know you do.
You covet his game so much.
I do.
Jason, why don't you wear the hat? Nobody cares about RP's round or even your round.
No one cares what you shot. Yeah.
Hey, I saw a bunch of those when I went out to golf them a couple weeks ago.
I saw a bunch of those hats?
I did, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Can I tell you,
on Fridays, whenever Drab sends us the show sheet and outline at the end, he loves to put weekend preview. We can go through it. But I realize, especially during the pandemic, my weekend preview, it's the same every week. It's dull. I mean, besides if you include like watching TV, visiting my mom, what else is there?
Nothing.
Cakes, what's on your weekend preview?
Watch the Caps and watch about 7 episodes of Dexter. That's my weekend preview.
How many seasons were there of Dexter?
I don't know, but I just started season 6 and it's a little bit silly.
By the way, we don't have enough time to get into it. I wish we did.
Yeah.
Valdez and I figured out that Cakes, who has no life, is watching 5 hours of Dexter a day.
Incorrect. That's incorrect.
We've done the math about how many seasons you've told us you're through, and
incorrect.
Then it's an hour an episode, and then
incorrect.
When you first started. We did the math. Cakes is watching five episodes of Dexter a day.
It's depressing and embarrassing.
And speaking of nerd hobbies, that's probably the biggest loser thing he's ever admitted.
He may have watched a lot at the beach when he went to Kiowa.
All right, this is patently false. I'm not averaging 5 hours of Dexter consumption per day. I would put it between 1 and 2 hours.
You're cranking out a season about. You're cranking out.
He's on season five, and he started 3 weeks ago.
No, season six.
I'm six.
I'm on season six,
and he started 3 weeks ago. Do the math.
He's cranking out a lot.
I need a timestamp on when I started watching Dexter.
And they're not 30-minute episodes. They're hour-long episodes.
They're solid 50 minutes plus.
Hey, look, I watched the whole thing. It took me 8 years, or however long the show ran.
Hey, I'm buzzing through it.
Hey, real quick, let's go to our pal Bruce. We didn't catch up with him yesterday.
Hey, it's Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Yes. Good morning, junkies.
Good morning, Bruce.
I have an announcement to make. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
It sounds like you need a hug today. And a smooch.
And a hug and a smooch.
Yes.
Hug and a smooch on a Friday.
Yeah, come give me one, bro.
Okay.
Smooches, Lurch.
So inside.
Smooch is like, he's hot.
Was that who said that?
Sarah Simmons.
Sarah Simmons from Fox 5. Hottie.
Come on, I have to do the replay machine. I got to do it myself. I got to do the heavy lifting here.
Bruce, have a good and safe weekend, all right?
Okay, I will.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Bruce.
Bye.
Well, JP, my weekend preview is what it is every day, too. Gamble on sports, watch sports, and drink cocktails.
Yeah, but you have people coming over.
Yeah, they're coming over at 5, and we'll sit on the screened-in porch, reminisce. They've got a really young daughter, so they don't even know what life is about.
All right, boys, we got to get out of here. For Bish, right. Cakes, I'm JP.
I need to go watch Dexter.
Have a great weekend.
Come on, hurry up.
Granddaddy, they're up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.